Welcome to Next Level Christianity, a podcast designed to teach Christians biblical truth, help apply it to their daily lives, and gain true clarity of what it means to follow Jesus. Our churches and Christian communities are being influenced by cultural and worldly views, and few pastors are teaching on how to live a biblical life. My name is John Alkire, along with my beautiful wife, Carrie Ann. Please join us as we have important conversations where biblical truth and life application collide. We hope these episodes help equip and motivate you to take your Christian faith to the next level. So grab your Bible and join us in the conversation. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening to episode number 4 of the Next Level Podcast. I'm your host, John Alkire. I hope everyone is doing well. Wherever you are listening from all the various podcast platforms, so excited to announce that we are on Apple Podcasts. So if you have subscribed, again, thank you. A total honor. If not, please look us up on the search bar, Next Level John Alkire. Just write that in. Next Level John Alkire, last name A-L-K-I-R-E. And it should come up, and then go ahead and subscribe. So episode 3 before, I brought my wife, Carrie, on, and she joined the podcast as a guest as we unpack the challenging circumstance of being married to an unbeliever or even a believer who is not active in their faith. Man, my wife killed it, sharing her heartfelt insight from our experience, but scripture and what it teaches. And then she shares 3 points on how God's grace, being a helper, and the power of prayer can influence your situation. So if you haven't heard it, please download Unequally Yoked and tell us what you thought. Well, folks, tonight we have a great episode called So Now What? We are going to navigate 6 development stages of our Christian journey. If you are a newer believer, or maybe you've been for some time, but you are still in this place of So Now What? We are on a journey from that point. Some paths may lead astray, as you heard from me in episode 3 on Unequally Yoked. But man, we are to grow in our faith. And as the Bible says, we need to get off milk like the infants and enjoy solid food. We are responsible for our own relationship and spiritual growth. Therefore, we must commit, read, and study the Bible and follow His commands as God gives us. Everywhere in Scripture, as you read it, you will see instructions given to us as believers to believe in Christ, read the Bible, and follow His commands. I hear so often, I don't have time, or I don't know where to begin. If God is number one in your life, you will make sure you find time every single day. You will find a place. My goal tonight is to guide you through 6 various stages, and I wish I had these back when I accepted Christ in 1997, to be honest. These 6 stages came to me one weekend, one morning in the Bible. I was reading. I felt the Holy Spirit guide me to some places and pieces of Scripture. I was taking notes. At that time, I had been discipling some new Christians and some with some more experience and years under their belt, but they were still drinking milk. In other words, not a lot of knowledge and maturity to their faith. So I was thinking like they were, man, I'm a Christian, so now what, John? It's a real an honest question that I hope to uncover, and it was an awesome moment where God revealed to me some important guidelines to understand, follow, and eventually teach like I am tonight. My prayer is as we walk through these 6 stages, and as we read the scriptures, it helps equip and influence you as it has me. The Bible is the ultimate authority and is jam-packed with everything we need to help us get through this crazy life. I call it our life manual, and it has been given to us as our guide to the finish line. But it is important to fully understand God's will for us and how we fit in. I am speaking to the people who have been saved, the people who believe in Jesus. They made a confession. You have already completed the greatest step, right? Stage 1, you have confessed with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10, 9 through 10 says that. If you have not done this, I encourage you to surrender your life to Jesus and follow him. It is the greatest decision you will ever make in your life as you know it, and your life will never be the same. As I was moving through the Bible that morning, I wanted to understand God's will. So stage one is to accept and believe in Christ, right? Stage two is understanding God's will. And there's a lot of scriptures in this. There's a lot of content. And I don't want to overdo it, but I want to simplify it. In John 6:40, Jesus says, "For it is my Father's will that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life." He even says earlier in those scriptures, "For it is not my will, but my Father's will that I've come." It's my Father's will that I came for you, and through me, you will have eternal life. But part two of this stage of God's will for you is found in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, which says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified." We talked about this in episode one, but sanctified means to be set apart for a sacred purpose or holy. In 1 Peter, we've talked about this before, but 1 Peter chapter 1, he talks about holy, being holy. And in verse 14 through 16, Peter refers to the Old Testament verses from Leviticus saying, "For it is written, be holy because I am holy." We are to be holy. That is part of a stage, and it should continue as a stage as a follower. But that's one stage. Stage two, right? Stage one is to profess, to believe. Now what? Now we're to become sanctified. We're become holy. And again, I just need it simplified in this complex world, right? It was God's will to send Jesus to die for us, raised from the dead, and be seated on a throne in heaven. Therefore, if we believe in our hearts this truth, we'll have eternity. I have eternal life now, right? Because of the belief. And in addition, we also to live holy lives that please him. Why? Because Jesus set the standard. He raised the bar while on earth living in a sin-free life. We are to live as he did, as the Bible says. So if we've received Christ and we understand God's will is to be holy, so now what? I found a great verse to help us move closer to Jesus and experience the freedom through his redemptive love for us. It probably is my favorite verse by far, because it is timeless and sets the example for our entire Christian journey. Being a follower of Jesus is not easy, and we will fall down along the way. And as the Bible tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But if we strive to achieve God's will to be holy, and what Paul tells us in Hebrews 12:1-3, I believe we will persevere and stay the course. So stage three, Paul says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning in its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." We can't follow Jesus, disciple others, and fulfill the mission if we are covered in sin. However, many of us are trapped by our circumstances. Past failures haunt us. Our favorite sins are constant, and it holds us back from pursuing God, the things he wants us to be and the things he needs us to do. That's right, the things he needs us to do. This world needs more Christians on fire, sharing their faith, doing good works, and changing this dark world. But being spiritually empty and non-engaged will not allow impact. Being covered in sin separates us from God. Paul writes how we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. We have our biblical forefathers, those before us, cheering us on, pressing us, wanting us to press forward. In order to run the race of life effectively, the race is our life on earth. We need to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. So think about these verses and the things in your life holding you back today from freedom and what God has for your life. Your past is your past. Bring them to him. Put them at the cross. Ask God to take them from you. Throw everything that holds you back, is what Paul's saying. And your sin, it's time to throw it all off and stop your sins, because God has amazing things for us to do. And we can't do them unless we free ourselves. So, as we move on, I continued to explore what God wanted me to learn, and I landed on the verse of what a lot of you have heard, Ephesians 2:10. Now, there can be a lot of different translations of this, but it motivated me to action, and I hope it does for you. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I never remembered reading this verse, much less understanding the meaning of it. We have good works God has prepared in advance for us to do? Did you know that? What has He prepared for me? I ask you, what has He prepared for you? It led me to pray and really think about things. Although I have launched some Bible studies and started a men's group, and it's still going, and brought men closer to Jesus and freeing themselves from sins, I have been sharing my faith on social media, which honestly was very hard for me to do for a while. It's hard to go that to that level. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and believe it's the future platform of sharing our faith and reaching the lost is through social media, and I encourage more to do so. This podcast is something that I felt led to do and use as another platform to teach and equip fellow believers. But I'm still in pursuit of discovering more of what God wants from me and wants and needs me to do. And if you're like me, this is an eye-opener. I hope this is an eye-opener. This short little verse is packed with a call to action. We cannot be effective if we're sitting in idle. And Paul warns us about idle all throughout his letters in Scripture. What good works has God prepared for you? If you don't know or never thought about it, you're not alone. I just encourage you to pray about it and start something today. Be bold and start something today. It's an important stage in our development. And then next comes, right? So as we back up, we're stage one, we've professed, we believe. Stage two, what's our will? What's God's will? It's us to be holy. Well, how do we become holy? We got to get rid of everything that holds us back. We got to get rid of our sins. We got to get holy. We got to move forward because we got to race, and we don't want to be held back to doing God's work and following Christ. And then we've been put on this earth to do good works. By the way, we're not getting to heaven because of good works. Our faith and belief in Christ gets us to heaven, but our belief in Christ and faith, as we become more holy and sanctified, good works is a part of that. And it asks us, it tells us in the Bible that we have already been prepared. It's already been prepared for us. So what is it, right? So that's the next stage. So in order for us to do good works, we need to know what our spiritual gifts are. God has given each of us gifts to advance His kingdom and build up His church. I didn't discover mine till about over a year ago or so. Remember what I said? I've been a Christian since 1997. It's 2019. In Romans chapter 12, Paul explains the importance of each gift. Let's read it. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So I went online and did a test, which I encourage you to do to find out what they are. Maybe you just know yourself really well. My three spiritual gifts, I think I shared this before, is leadership, teaching, and faith. I'm using my gift of teaching in these podcasts, and I guess a little bit of leadership as well. But if you're not doing things at your church or in the community or in the kingdom, if you're doing things that you don't enjoy, you probably are not using your spiritual gifts. I am all about serving, but your gifts are fully intended to be used effectively. So you should be feeling very satisfied very passionate in your kingdom work if you are tapping into your gifts. If you don't know yours, I challenge you to learn them today. There are tons of resources and websites and tests that you can take that'll help you identify them if you don't know them yourself. But as you discover them, write them down. Ask God how He can put them to use in your life. Imagine what our churches would look like and the works we could accomplish if everyone was tapping into their spiritual gifts and using them on a regular basis. It's a huge part of our development stage. Huge part. So the final and most important piece to all of this, right? Our final stage of our development is what Jesus told His disciples before He ascended to heaven in the book of Matthew. I believe this all comes together as our main purpose of living for Christ. It is the Great Commission and our calling. It is found in Matthew 28, 19 through 20. And Jesus said to His disciples, as well as you and I right here today, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Let it be known that this command from Jesus is not an option. We may not feel like we're evangelists, but as mentioned earlier, we have all received gifts that can be used to help fulfill the Great Commission. As believers, we need to mature and grow before we can be like the disciples and go. They went through years of intense training with Jesus on earth before He left them. Jesus even got frustrated at times, saying, I think His words were, "How much longer must I be with you?" Those were Jesus' words to the disciples because they weren't understanding his ministry and His points at times. And He had to go, right? But He needed to leave them and equip them to do the work on earth. And they did some amazing things that we're enjoying today. Many of our biblical forefathers, as you read the Bible, also had to endure some growing in their faith before they were to take such bold strides in the kingdom building process. But don't delay. God expects first place in your life. God expects first place in your life. So find the time to read the Bible. Study it. Follow these verses as a guide and understand what God expects of us on earth. I am really excited to share all these verses and how they have helped me understand how to live for Christ. I'm not even close to where I want to be on this journey, to be honest. I'm constantly trying to improve, but understanding what is required of us as believers is a game changer. There is so much to be learned. There's so much content in the Bible. Becoming more equipped and executing. I would not have discovered these life-changing teachings if it wasn't for me reading the Bible. This is where I got the content. We can't learn and understand who God is if we don't read about Him. If you aren't in scriptures regularly, start today. I got to encourage you to start today. So let's recap, okay? Hopefully this was good. Six stages of spiritual development that answers the question, if you're in that position today, okay, I'm a believer, so now what? Or I've been a believer, so now what? So stage one, believing, right? Fully believing, which we can find in John 3:16. And we talked about Romans 10, 9 through 10. Those are some verses that back up belief in Jesus, the first stage. Okay, so now what? Finding our purpose. What is our purpose? Well, our purpose is to be holy. We're to be sanctified. We're to be clear and repent of our past and be renewed and have the renewing of our minds, right? We have to make some new choices in our life. We have to maybe have some new friends in our life. We have to stop going to those parties. Stop drinking all that wine, right? We have to make some life changes and become more like Christ. And we found those in Thessalonians, oof, tongue twisted, 4:3 and 1 Peter 1:14-16. Stage three is we got to let go of all the baggage and repent from our sin. As we found in Hebrews 12:1, Paul is saying, throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, so we can run the race of perseverance for what's marked out for us, for the life that's marked out for us. We have to let go of the baggage that is holding us back from our childhood, from whatever relationship, whatever we encountered. We got to let go of it. Put it at the cross. Give it to Christ. Take it so that I can be free and move forward with becoming more holy, and that I can move to stage 4, which is to do good works that you've prepared for in advance for me, Jesus, that we found in Ephesians 2:10. And then stage 5, knowing and using our spiritual gifts. What are the spiritual gifts that we have, and how do we tap into those and start using them? We're called to, that we find in Romans chapter 12. And the 6th stage is fulfilling the Great Commission. And I believe if we've gone through these stages and we've matured through these and we're tapping into these different stages and we're following them, that fulfilling the Great Commission becomes very easy because we're equipped. You know, Jesus didn't come on earth and say, okay, I'm leaving. Hi, I'm the Christ. I've come, died. I'm going to die and on the cross for everybody's sins. I'm going to resurrect. I'm going to go, and you guys are going to go build the Bible. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, but you're going to go do all this. They needed to understand it. They needed to be equipped. They needed to understand the process, and they needed to mature in their faith. And so when you remember when you first came to Christ, you remember you were a baby Christian. You weren't ready to fulfill the Great Commission, probably. You weren't ready to go everywhere and anywhere and share faith. You didn't have scriptural knowledge. You didn't have Bible knowledge. You didn't have maturity and development yet. So these are the stages to get us to the Great Commission, which again, not an option. Jesus did not give us an option to share our faith and to go take his message to our community and to our neighborhoods and to our world. So those are the 6 stages that we kind of walk through. You know, again, believing in Jesus, our purpose is to be holy, sanctified. We got to get rid of our baggage. We got to repent of our sin. We got to move forward and be free. And so that we can do the works that have been prepared for us in advance. We got to know our spiritual gifts. And then we got to go fulfill the Great Commission. I hope these helped answer the question, so now what? There's so much in the Bible. I just wanted it simplified. And I felt like the Holy Spirit just said, hey, here are 6 things, man, that if we're really tapping into and thinking about and praying about, we can be very productive followers of Jesus. And your Christian faith is your responsibility, folks. It's nobody else's. It's not your spouse. It's not your mom and dad. It's not your pastors. It's up to you. Is God number one in your life? Is it number one in your priorities? If not, you can change that, because God demands first place. I'm just telling you. He demands first place, and it's our job to put him there and let him work in our lives. So again, I hope you enjoyed it. Taking your faith to the next level is putting God number one, understanding these 6 stages and putting them into action so God can use you to the fullest. I hope this helped you. I hoped it answers that what now question, wherever you are on your journey. And I hope it inspires and motivates action as it has for me. And so thank you for listening today. And I hope everyone has a great week, and looking forward to episode number 5 coming to you real soon. Have a great week.